Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for a lot of people in here.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Oh. Welcome, Fish on Jay, already out of the box. Yo, yo, what's up, cuh? Pastor Cold is in here. Pastor Cold says, evening all, musty. Sup, Tuttle? We got James. James says, hi. So, yes, welcome. Welcome, everybody, getting in early. Tuesday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Got another great interview coming up. A lot of people love the supernatural interview that I did yesterday. Oh, thank you, Tuttle Mark, coming in there. The 100 bits. Appreciate that. But coming up at 7:30, I got Jeff Ford from World Gone Geek. Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge, how are you? So I got Jeff Ford. I've gone to a lot of these comic book conventions, and I do want to talk to him because some of the best parties are at those nerd parties. Just Fish on J. He's got his CDL. Fish on J wrote, I just parked the rig. Perfect timing. Are you kidding me again? Like, seriously. I just listened to it. See, now, this is the thing about it. You guys are all going to listen here. You'll listen here, and it just... Enter studio, boom, did that, add the stream, there we go. Is it working now? Is it better? I know. I listened to the beginning of it. Now I got to go back and listen to myself. Because I did at the beginning, did that. I hope it's sounding better. Okay, so it is sounding better now. I'm going to have to turn this on just to listen. All right. So now it's better. Yeah, guys, you just got to tap me on the shoulder. I still haven't been able to figure it out. I think it really does have a lot to do with the internet here. No, I got it. Yeah, well, I'm not too over because it's just getting really, really frustrating. Because I set up everything. I've talked about this. I set up everything exactly the same way every single night. And I try to play that like little bit of a buffer at the beginning of the show so I can listen to it just to see if it's any better. Ah, Iggy T. Iggy T, you've been a little tardy lately. And I'm not trying to play like some sick fetish or scenario like I'm your teacher and you're my student. And I'm like, oh, Iggy T, you're late to class again. You're going to have to stay after class. No, we're not doing that. Not doing that at all. You're a very happily married person. And I would never be disrespectful like that. Just, I'm not. I'm just trying to clear that up just to make sure nobody else got confused with that. I do have a voicemail that I want to play here. Hold on. Oh, I hope it's not calling him. No, come on. Wait. All right, here we go. I got to open this up a little bit. Got to spread the legs of that window. I got a phone call from Colorado here. Let's play this voicemail.
Hey, Tuttle. This is Cody from Colorado here, and I just want to say, I think you're doing a great job. I have been listening to you since you were back on The Crow.
And a lot of you guys don't know, the first radio station that I worked on, WKRO in Daytona Beach, Florida. I was on the Ron and Fez show. Holy crap, look at all the people. I got to tell you, this guy, the numbers have been like, I'm not saying that it's because of them, but the numbers have been kind of up across all platforms. When after meeting up with the Legion of Dude on Friday, when they tried to raid my show, and I became pretty good friends with them, I think they're really cool people, and the numbers have been really, really great. But Cody's from Colorado. I think Dr. Till is from Colorado as well too. Call me Michaela. How are you? Call me Michaela. I've been getting that little scratchy, dewy voice.
Beach lifeguard, ocean lifeguard, and got to listen to the radio, so heard you a lot, and I think you're great. I think you are a fantastic radio personality.
Oh, man, thank you, Cody. Like, I do not take compliments very well. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that. I do not take compliments very well. Like, it feels weird. It feels weird. What up, Eric Fitzpatrick? How are you doing, my friend? How was your day, Eric?
I think you do a great job, and I don't know that people tell you that enough. I really like your show. I listen to it every time it comes out. If you got like...
Wait, hold on. Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge. What's the red flag for? Is it because, like, what? It's a red flag that I can't take compliments, or is it a red flag that this Cody from Colorado? Oh, Irish people don't believe in compliments. Irish people, Eric Fitzpatrick says Irish people don't believe in compliments. Oh, okay, all right. So Tomahawks. Well, I'm a big Braves fan, so, I mean, I do like them. I'm sorry, look. See, that's also the other thing as I've been getting older. I got to take off. I read better sometimes with my glasses off. So I don't know if that makes me nearsighted or farsighted. It's really weird. Let's get back to Cody. Cody's giving me some compliments.
Listener from Colorado, it's definitely me. Yeah, I'm sure there's more, but you get a lot of hate, and I think you're great. Shouldn't be getting all the hate. Don't know why I just rhymed, probably because
I was gonna bring that up, man.
Hope you have a good day.
Wow, okay, well, I mean, that's really cool. Thank you, Cody in Colorado, coming in with the niceness. You know, doing what I'm doing, okay? I've always been that type of broadcaster. It's when a caller calls into a show. I love taking phone calls because I like having and engaging with the audience. That's what's great about podcasting and radio. Because you would never, ever see in a million years where any of those TV people or just any of these would go off the cuff, would be willing to take live phone calls. You can look at MSNBC, CNN. They all have to go through an extensive call screening before you even make it to the air. And I take every single phone call. Like, I don't have a call screener. I'm taking all these calls live. Thomas Buckner. I played a lot of baseball with him. He says, Tuttle, what's up? It's baseball season. Finally, World Series prediction for the preseason thoughts. Well, I got to tell you, Thomas probably knows more about baseball than I do. Hell of a pitcher. Vulture, how are you, Vulture Girl? How are you, Vulture Girl? But, I don't even know if I don't know if I could say her. No, I'm not saying the name Vulture. So anyways, Thomas Buckner, man, this kid, I would have killed for his like height and lankiness, even though I'm a little lanky as well too. You know what? It's kind of hard to say. I would love to say the Braves, but I don't know. You know, they're not even going to have Ronald Acuna right at the beginning, but I got to tell you, this Olsen kid that the Braves picked up, kind of disappointed with Freddie Freeman. But I think that you're going to see the Rays. Man, I swear to God, it would be the ultimate if I could see the Rays versus the Braves. Because that would be a World Series matchup made in heaven for me. But you know, baseballs would do everything in the world. Man, the Thunder has been so bad today. Whew. You can tell here in the state of Florida, we're getting back to that summer, like 24 cycle that we get here, where it's just like hot, well, humid in the morning, hot, rain, thunder, lightning, all that. What up, Willie Cogley? So, I don't know, man. I mean, you're going to see Houston back up there. You're going to see the Dodgers. I mean, baseball's good when you either got the Yankees or the Red Sox there. I wanted to get into this story before I brought my guest on. Yeah, Central Florida is the lightning capital of the world. We don't get a lot of bad tornadoes here, but we do get a lot of lightning. Lightning has been bad. But this is happening over in California. And I'm telling you right now, the worst place that these people could be doing this, it's called tourist criminals. Because what's happening is that these criminals from other countries, I mean, I would like to see a Braves Yankees. We kind of owe the Yankees there, Thomas Buckner. I do agree. Thomas Buckner, Braves versus Yankees, both teams are stacked. AL East crazy. I would love to see that. Oh, man. But what's happening in these other, man, I caught her in a bad look. Here, let me help this chick out. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her in a better light. Yeah, I don't know. That neck, you can always tell somebody's, all right, right there. I'll leave her there. But anyways, what's happening in these richer areas across the country is that people are, is the newscaster so old? Yeah, I mean, if that's California, why is the newscaster so old? I mean, you bring up a great point, Eric Fitzpatrick. If that's California. Yeah, because you would think California would be the first place that they would just get rid of people. But I'm just going to let this story play. This dude from Chile. I have this video labeled Chile Thieves. But they came to California and this guy. See, because it used to be when I was just doing the audio podcast, I had to find good audio. But now if I find video, you got to look at how much this guy ass was beat. This guy, man, he picked the wrong house.
Arrive here from Chile, and they are professionals, a getaway driver waiting in a car outside, wearing a headset to communicate with the burglars inside the house. But in this case...
Oh, you can... Also, this is California, people, and you can hear the generator from the... I mean, that is some small market TV newscasting that you can actually hear the generator. Eric Fitzpatrick says she has the neck of a crypt keeper. I'd still put Fish on Jay says I'd still put her in the Buffalo stance. Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
The homeowner arrived on the scene and took control.
Oh, he took more than control. He made that burglar thief look like he just got into a fight with the baddest mother ever in MMA.
I open the door. There's a guy there.
And this, all right, so look at this guy. Glasses. He looks like your regular dad. He does have some arms. But this guy, he wasn't putting up with it. He beat the piss out of these burglars.
That guy was a burglar, and he was about to get taken down by homeowner Sal Mercado.
Went bam.
I mean, that guy does have some pretty big arms. I bet he does throw a pretty good punch, but you would look at him at first and you would be like, yep, that's a nerd. I can take him.
And then he kind of staggered.
Mercado returned to his Oak Park home Friday night and found a burglar just inside his front door. After a confrontation, the suspect ran to a waiting car. This is what happened to the second.
Oh, now, guys, am I going to get in trouble for putting this on YouTube? I would love to hear from you. Or guys, I will put your best comments up on, highlight your best comments. This guy looks like the Toxic Avenger. Iggy T says he does look like a in shape Ray Romano, Eric Fitzpatrick. Yeah, this guy. Look at, I want to hear your comments. 407-270-3044. I mean, isn't Chile known? Yeah, Tromaville right there. yeah, Atomic Shaman knows. He does Tromaville. Because this guy right here, do you guys remember the picture of the guy that, like, the father caught another man, and the guy was, like, a pedophile, caught the guy in his daughter's room, and he beat the hell out of him? Yeah, Eric Fitzpatrick says, he looks like the little kid playing the banjo in Deliverance. Man, you guys are bringing some great comments. Like I said, I'll highlight him here in the, yeah, it is terrifying. But this guy, though, he deserved every bit of it. He deserved every bit of what he was getting. Because this guy was trying to rob the other dude. And I'm glad. I'm glad that this guy looks this way. And the sad thing is, I will get demonetized for this video. Not my channel. Yeah, I mean, Willie Coughley brings up a great point. At least he walked away with his life. And that is true. Because, you know, here in the state of Florida, like Jason, Fish on Jay can attest to it. In the state of Florida, that homeowner could have shot this guy dead. Dead. D-E-A-D. Or D-E-D. Did. Because, I mean, this guy, he was at the Castle Doctrine. You could have blasted this guy. That's why I love the state of Florida. But this guy did get the piss beat out of him. And now, like, what do you tell the other prison inmates when you get into prison? Yeah, an in-shape, ripped, Ray Romano-looking nerd beat the piss out of me. I flew all the way from Chile to get beat by a swolled-up, jacked, ripped Ray Romano.
And burglar.
Yeah, somebody says looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Who stumbled down Mercado's stairs, his hands filled with jewelry and electronics.
Well, okay, even if the stairs did this to him, good. I really don't care. Clean shoot all day in Florida, Fish on Jay says. But yeah, this guy, I mean, even if it's the stairs that got him, the guy, the owner of this house, was a catalyst that led to him rolling down the stairs.
And I just didn't even give him a chance. I just hit him.
Okay. All right. Whoever did say Ray Romano, rip Ray Romano. Yeah. A good Ray Romano, cleaner shaven, better hair. And the guy does have some pretty thick shoulders. I mean,
because I don't know if they have
no homo. I'm saying, I mean, look, I'm gay friendly and everything, but I just need to throw that out there. But man, look at this guy.
He's got a gun, a knife, and kind of weapon, right? Mm-hmm. Just don't know. Your mind goes crazy.
That suspect, 43-year-old
Provosto Alexis Damayanti Provosto. Provosti? Provosto. Provosti. I love trying to get the names right. Let's see what the reporter says.
Old Alexis Provoste is now in custody.
Provoste.
Charged with two felonies. He has several facial fractures. Ventura County investigators.
Oh, yeah. Definitely broke his nose. Oof. He's got some skull fractures, too. I would be willing to bet.
Say he's part of a burglary ring from Chile. Organized groups target.
I mean, that's a nice ass house. I mean, you don't want to break into a house that's too nice. But this is the type of house you want to break into. Eric Fitzpatrick says, that's a knockout punch and a couple of kicks to the face before the cops were called. Oh, and guess what? I wouldn't have been mad. I would not have blamed it if, like, when nobody was filming, that this guy would have gotten a couple of kicks in. But this guy also looks like he might have been wearing flip-flops. But also, I don't think a couple that would own a house like this would be going to a place that would allow you to wear flip-flops. So I bet he was wearing at least dress shoes.
targeting affluent California neighborhoods.
They'll typically case the neighborhoods in advance.
Okay. All right. So can I would almost be willing to bet you that this woman, I don't even know, we're, okay, anyways. Rule number one, when you're filming or taking photos of a woman, women out there, I don't know why nobody would know this, but do never shoot from below. Never take a picture of a woman from below unless you want to get your ass bitched at. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get your ass chewed out for taking a bad photo. Then you're going to have to, no, honey, you look fine. You look great. But never, ever take video or pictures from below. Man, it is pouring outside. God damn. But I bet this chick would look way better if they would have shot her from, like, level, eye level, or above. I mean, any of the ladies in there, Iggy, can you guys back me up on this? That it's, I mean, if you're going to take photos or videos of a woman, take them from above. Like, if she asks you to take a pic, yes, you do that. Rule number one, it will save you a lot of time and hassle, guys.
And see ways that they can get in and out.
This security video shows another Chilean.
Look at that, clean shoot.
And burglary clean group shoot. Targeting a house in Hillsborough, Northern California.
Nah, that's not Hillsborough, Florida, because if it was Hillsborough, Florida, these guys would have had a shootout.
Investigators call it crime tourism. The crooks apply for visas online, then typically fly.
All right, here. Criminals out there, let me. Yeah, it's not a flattering angle at all. Any criminals out there that are listening to this, and you want to find a good place to go to for criminal tourism, I'll help you out with this one. First off, look at some of the cities in Polk County. Polk County, I mean the biggest city, Lakeland. I mean, I'm sure you could find a lot of big houses there because guess what? Just try some of those people in Polk County. And I got to cover my own ass. Manu, what up, Manu? I got to just cover my own ass here and tell people I'm not being serious about going to Polk County or Lakeland or any of those towns. No, I'm being sarcastic because that is the last place anybody from outside the country would like to go to. Matter of fact, just take the whole state of Florida off your list. And I promise you, it's not a good place, especially Polk County, Lakeland. Those are the places that you're not going to want to go to and you're not going to want to break into because they probably, yeah, exactly. Tread lightly. Two Daryl says, tread lightly in Polk County. Because when you got a sheriff that is going to pretty much, like, if you don't belong in that house and you get shot, the sheriff's going to give you the benefit of the doubt all day. It's not even going to be close. What up, Stuck in Dion's Tub? I mean, got some Bubba Army royalty coming in. Stuck in Dion's Tub, how are you? Is poo dropping from the sky again? No, it's not. That was just
into LAX, them trying to show that. Sorry, atomic homeowners. Citizen.
Completely feel violated. It was just horrifying.
Back in Oak Park, Mercado was able to hold the second burglar down until deputies arrived.
Our neighbors were all along. I'm yelling, call 911. 911. My glasses went flying. 911. The only thing we didn't think about, or I didn't think about, was the getaway car got away by this time.
Two of the suspects got away.
Trust me, after seeing this dude's pick, this guy's pick right here, they're not coming back. Hey, I mean, he does have Willie Cogley does bring, I mean, look at how thick his neck is. I mean, they did pick the wrong nerd. And Atomic Citizen, no, Pooh is not. It's Atomic Citizen said, that is Corey's wig that the dude is wearing.
Took this guy to jail after a trip to the hospital to be treated for his injuries.
All right. So, yeah. Guy got the piss beat out of him. He did. Yeah, I mean, Elephant Man did pick the wrong guy. Definitely did. See, I still got another 6 minutes. I wanted to bring this up. is it just me or is I'm seeing a lot. Is roller skating becoming popular with hot, like, hipster chicks? I'm not saying that the woman in this next story is, like, a hipster chick, but those goth, like, scene girl chicks, stuff like that, that you would see. Because I've been seeing a lot of hot chicks on TikTok and social media roller skating. I'm not talking about inline skating. I'm talking about skating that, you know, you got the four wheels. And so, Eric Fitzpatrick, I'm sorry. I got to disagree with you. There's just something about those nerdy, weird. I mean, Samantha? I mean, and look, I mean, I think Samantha is hot as hell. So I've been seeing a lot of those, like, women out roller skating now. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's about the posture. I don't know if it's, like, how it jacks up the boobs, the way they're skating and stuff. But I love it. But this one chick out skating. And by the way, come on, Tuttle. Trucks are coming back. True Americana. I mean, look, I mean, I like it. Yeah, roller girl culture. I mean, maybe that, I mean, you bring up a great point to Daryl that I thought Heather Graham and Boogie Nights was hot. Was hot walking around her, like, completely nude on roller skating. Eric Fitzpatrick. he says women are hot on roller skates when they're serving me food. I mean, yeah, I mean, we got that here at Sonic. And there's some other places that do the roller skate gimmick.
Now in just one station, a critical clue captured on camera after a woman is...
All right, number one, when you come to the state of Florida, if you're going to be out on the roads or you're going to be walking, man, I mean, she is. I mean, look, I mean, we'll see her. But in the state of Florida, you got to be very defensive as a, as just somebody, just a bystander going down the road, riding a bike, just pedestrian. I think I got Jeff here. Let me bring Jeff on. Hey, Jeff, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm pitting you up side by side. Jeff, I'm hitting a story real quick, and let me finish the story, and we'll get into the interview. Sure. Jeff Ford is joining me. What's the name of your website again, Jeff?
World Gone Geek.
World Gone Geek. We're gonna get into that. Have you noticed there's nerds and geeks when it comes to roller skating, right? Like, I've noticed a lot of those hipster, like, goth, you know, even cosplay type chicks wearing roller skates and stuff now. Have you seen that? Have you been seeing a lot more women roller skating?
I can't say that I have, but I firmly believe that everybody's a geek about something. So I'm sure there are roller skate geeks out there.
Yeah. All right. Let me finish this up real quick. Jeff, you got a comment. Jump right in. All right.
Okay.
Struck in a hit and run accident. She was roller skating moments.
Oh man. Holy COVID protocol. Look how far away they got these people sitting. Where are you calling from, Jeff?
Cleveland, Ohio.
I mean, did you guys do that? Were you guys very liberal? Were you wearing the one thing about DeSantis here in Florida, he just let it eat. He let it eat. He didn't care.
Yeah. No, it's loosened up pretty good here.
Yeah.
But yeah, for a while there, it was a little crazy.
All right, here, let me get into the rest of the story.
Before the driver hit her, and then took off.
And as some of Jessica Holly shows us in this exclusive, the search is on for the driver responsible.
There's the damage right there.
Tracking down a rental car involved in a hit and run.
That's the other thing. Jeff, you can't commit crimes anymore. The technology is just there. You can't get away with anything.
Oh, right. I thought you meant, like, that we could commit crimes at one point.
I mean, it would be way better.
Technically, we've never been allowed to commit crimes.
No, I know we haven't, but, like, I've been watching the TV show Peaky Blinders, and, I mean, they just would, like, cut off people's ears and stuff in the middle of broad daylight, and, yeah. You know, there's just way too many cameras, too much crime scene technology and stuff. You know, what I was trying to say is that you just can't get away with crimes anymore like you used to.
There's two, the forensic technology, DNA, everything.
Yeah, man.
And heard in that video is Gunnar Magliocca. His wife was left with a fractured ankle, bruises, and scrapes.
Yeah, it is Miami.
After someone plowed into her and kept on going.
They almost killed my wife. I mean, they're going to kill somebody else and not get held accountable for the next one.
The hit and run happened to...
I'm sorry, the guy was acting very tough, but I heard the way he was when he found the car.
Tuesday morning along A1A just south of Dania Beach Boulevard in Hollywood.
I just was in shock.
Oh, yeah, see... This is the type of chick that I was talking about that's out roller skating, guys. Come on, like, I mean, she's not, like, your stereotypical, like, stunningly beautiful. She's got that weird look to her that is hot, in my opinion. Sorry, Jeff, I do apologize.
It's okay.
You don't think those things will happen to you?
Oh, man, is she a smoker or has she got, like, laryngitis? Listen to her voice. Smoky voice, bitch.
34-year-old Brittany Capitalupo says she was on these now mangled roller skates.
I mean, that's some good skates. Jeff, when you went skating, did you get the rental skates or did you get the potato skates? And by potato skates, you know what I'm talking about, the brown ones?
Oh, yeah. No, we always rented whatever was at the rink. I didn't have my own skates.
Yeah, no. I mean, you were rich. Yeah, I mean, Atomic Citizen does say, Atomic Citizen A65 does say she does have that Russian look to her.
When she was hit from behind.
At first, I was confused, thinking there's
no... Oh, man, what? I mean, some guys like that smoky voice. Right, Jeff? I mean, sure. No, come on, Jeff. What's your voice? What's your go-to, like, voice that you're looking for? I mean, do you like... sweet, innocent, strong, confident, or do you like smoky voice?
Smoky's pretty good.
Okay.
Kathleen Turner back in the day.
Oh, Tina Turner. There you go.
And then I slowly started to realize I did get hit by a car. And when I was on the ground, I started yelling, screaming for him to stop, screaming for the people standing next to him to stop, get a picture of their...
Stuck in Dion's tub says, raspy voice. I like it. I mean, some people are just, I mean, you really, really cannot judge anybody for what they like, right, Jeff? I mean, you can't.
Right.
No, I see. You're trying to get off of this before I even start the interview with you. Like, I feel like I might be, like, I'm not trying to run you off. I'm just, I'm trying to include you in on this here, and then we'll get into the interview, okay?
Sure.
And somebody did. Hollywood.
See, that's why I said you can't do crimes anymore, Jeff. Look at that. They got the license plate.
Police were called, but Magliocca launched his own investigation.
We were able to find...
I knew. I was waiting for that comment to happen. Manu says, hit from behind. Nice.
I'm surprised nobody got it on their phone.
On video, yeah. Somebody TikTok-ing at the time. Yeah.
About where it came from and where it was going to be returned. It was owned by a rental car company. I went the next day. Sure enough, the car pulled in.
He confronted the driver, but police say the car was in someone else's possession the day of the crash.
All right. Anyways, I'm getting rid of this story because I was just wanting to talk about it because hot chicks, roller skating and stuff. But Jeff Ford is on with me. Jeff Ford, I mean, that... Any, like, if you can get your name to J-E, you got four and four, right? Like, J-E-F-F-F-O-R-D, four and that. I mean, I like things to be uniformed and everything. All you needed your name is to be a palindrome, and we'd be all set to go. But Jeff Ford is joining me. Jeff, before we get into the interview, tell my audience a little bit about yourself and, your website, where everybody can find you.
Yeah, my name is Jeff. I'm also known on Twitter and other things as Grounded Geek. And I have a website called World Gone Geek where we do podcasts. We have a web show every Sunday night where we interview guests. We talk to people. I mean, you just said a little bit ago, you can't be, mad about somebody and for what they love. Well, that's what we do. We celebrate the things people are passionate about. So whatever you geek out about, we have guests to talk about it. We have writers. We've had voice actors, software developer, game developers, all kinds of different geeky folks to come in and talk. So we're there at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesdays, we do a Moon Knight Marvel recap of the day. So Moon Knight is out now. So we're talking that. But yeah,
well,
we're just into all kinds of geek stuff.
See, I mean, now like Moon Knight, I don't want to like completely stick on Moon Knight, but I think I'm going to check it out. Like, I've been enjoying. I got Little Lemmy's in Draclonus. Thank you for joining me, guys. But Moon Knight is one of those ones that I really was not interested in checking out, and I really am now. Just in a few words, what can you say? Why should I watch Moon Knight?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the kind of lesser known comics. It's not definitely not, you know, a Captain America. It's one of the heroes that people don't know about. But I think that's what makes this show very unique. They can kind of do whatever they want. And people come in to it with less expectations as they might when they see Captain America or someone they've been reading for years and years. But it's phenomenal. Oscar Isaac is the main reason to join. He's a fantastic actor. He does a great job in the show.
You know, with the hat you're wearing, I was watching a lot of Peaky Blinders. Like, any Peaky Blinder nerds that you run into? Because, you know, I'm looking to see if you're keeping any razor blades or anything underneath your hat there. Because you were trying to be authentic to the whole Peaky Blinder look.
No, I do have some. My heritage going way back is in the UK, Irish areas. And so maybe, who knows?
But there you go.
That's still on my watch list. I really want to watch it. It's just there's so much to binge right now. I haven't gotten to it. It's one of those you have to really, you have to pay attention to. And I binge a lot when I'm working. I do video editing and animation. And so I've been shows while I'm working, and Peaky Blinders, you have to watch the subtitles sometimes to know what they're saying.
Oh yeah.
Cause I tried an episode, so I can't watch it while I work. I gotta watch it when I'm able to concentrate.
You know, also, like, can people be geeks of cool shows? Can they be, like, I'll give you an example, like, Ozarks, the final second half is about to come out. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a hierarchy of, like, coolness when it comes to geeky shows? Like, I would figure that the people that are geeks of, like, Ozarks would not take any shit from, like, any other, like, a group of geeks of another show, right? I mean, you would think that they would be, like, the ones you wouldn't mess with.
Yeah, we call that gatekeeping. It's not something that we approve of at World Gone Geek. We believe everybody should be allowed to love what they love and be able to celebrate that. And, you know, wars between Star Wars and Star Trek fans or Marvel and DC or Ozarks and I don't know, some other show, Peaky Blinders. You know, people should be allowed to love what they love and that's fine. But I happen to love all that stuff. I love from Dungeons and Dragons to Ozark. It's a great show.
Yeah, somebody says, Granny Loves Getting Banned says, none of these effing Trekkies gonna come in here and run game. I've already Granny, if I'm being honest, I've already seen some of them already trying to hit on Lemmy, so you might want to, you know, keep an eye out on that. Yeah, that's the only reason why you're in the chat room right now is because your lady is in here. On the line with me right now is Jeff Ford. Now, Jeff, what are some of the other big things? I'm sure a lot of people on your website is getting excited for Fantastic Beasts and stuff. I really have not been able to get into the Fantastic Beasts stuff. I don't know if it's because I've gotten older. It doesn't seem like it's got that same pizzazz as the Harry Potter stuff.
No, I'm with you. I thought the first one had some of that imagination. The second one was terrible, in my opinion. It was just dragged. Mm-hmm. So it's and was all over the place. And yeah, I can't get excited about this one. I'm sure there are people who are, but yeah, it's just, it's not drawn me. It's definitely one I'm not seeing in a theater. I'll wait till it's streaming. Whereas I saw the first one and the second one in the theater.
And by the way, Granny, I was just being sarcastic. He says, you're right, Tuz. The only reason I'd be in here. I know. I'm sorry, my friend. I was just trying to be, you know, but I get into some really, really geeky stuff. A lot of people bust my balls. I'm a big Doctor Who fan. Do you guys do Doctor Who at all?
Love Doctor Who. Who was your first Doctor?
At first was definitely Christopher Eccleston, but I mean, my favorite by far, David Tennant, and then Matt Smith. And then I don't know, like, I know that it's going to make me sound sexist and stuff. I thought she's had her brilliant moment. I think that she has made the character her own, but it's just, I don't know. And I'm getting kind of excited about Russell T. Davies getting the show back. And then I've heard even rumors of maybe Hugh Grant maybe taking the reins. But I don't know, like, if that would be too big of a name. Like, who would you like to see? Could they have a big name person come in and do it?
I don't think they should. I mean, it's kind of like, if you think about it, Doctor Who is a lot like James Bond, right? There's been a bunch of them, and all of them are famous now. But at the time that they were approached and became Bond, they weren't as well known. Even going back to Sean Connery, right? That was what made him a superstar. Pierce Brosnan was on Remington Steele TV show, but that was it. He was a TV star. Nobody had him in movies. Since Bond, he's made all kinds of movies. He's never been on TV again. You know what I mean? So it's the make. And I love that they bring somebody new in, because you don't have any, like I said about the other thing, you don't have any expectations. But with the Doctor, yeah, I think Hugh Grant, he's too, I don't know. The Doctor needs to be a little bit manic, and Hugh Grant's always this,
Hugh Grant likes to pick up hookers. I mean, come on. I mean, that's anybody.
That's not a Doctor Who trade. I'm just saying. He picks up companions all
exactly,
the time.
And some of them are a little hookerish, if I'm just stepping out there. I'm just throwing it out there, because they all, like, fall in love with them, unless they're, like, lesbian on the show and they're playing a lesbian character. I mean, for the most part, you know what, though? I would think Donna Noble, Catherine Tate, really didn't, like, have a thing for the Doctor that much. It was more of, like, a brother-sister kind of, like, beating up each other.
There's a mutual respect there, I think.
And I thought that was one of the best. But, I mean, then if you want to go on to the other end of the spectrum, you had, you know, Amy Pond. Yeah, well, had a little thing for the Doctor there for a little bit. And then you had Clara Oswald, which, if you're going by definition, probably one of the most important companions of all time. And then you had Rose. Rose was, like, head over heels. I mean, come on. Who do you think had it since the new season began, who do you think had it the, you know, like, craved the Doctor a little bit more?
Oh, it's definitely Rose. I mean, she ended up in a whole nother universe as a result of trying to get away from, you know what I mean? And she couldn't be with him. It was all tragic and sad and all this.
And she had a half doctor. So, like, she had to settle for less of a doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she was happy with it.
Amy always had Rory, you know, so that was never going to be, you know, it was cool because it was almost like a triangle there, although the Doctor was oblivious. But it was obviously tension between Rory and Amy, because
two hearts for two people, my friend.
That's right. But no, it's, I mean, you're talking about Eccleston being your first Doctor. I don't know. I'm probably a lot older than you, but Tom Baker was my first. I used to watch it back in the 70s and 80s. So
what was his gimmick? Was he the celery guy?
No, he had the cool striped tie.
Oh, the scarf.
Scarf.
Yeah.
It was a big, huge scarf that was ridiculous. And he loved the jelly babies. Which is I guess a British candy over there.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, Matt Smith liked the Jimmy Dodgers and stuff, but, all right. So
sticks and custard, that was
another thing too. But, so, like, what is going to be the next big thing? Like, I mean, I really think that Marvel is coming out of the box really, really slow right after that big, big, like, ending that they had with the Infinity Saga and you know, ending with Endgame and stuff. Is it gonna pick up? Are we ever gonna see who the real baddie is? Is, you know, the big baddie that everything's leading to? Everybody thought it was gonna be Kane the Conqueror, but I don't know. I think that's kind of a little bit of a misdirect.
Yeah, I think he's definitely, well, you might be right about the misdirect, but I do believe some version of him is going to be kind of the big bad, because this whole multiverse thing, and I've never been a huge fan because it can get so convoluted. It's like, can't even keep, you know, all the characters straight in Endgame. There were so many of them, but when you got multiple universes, it's just,
well, I mean, it's endless. Now you can make up anything, and it's just right. Like, oh yeah, that's just from universe AR 2697892. Yeah.
I think some version of Kang is going to be, because obviously we saw, what do they call him? Jonathan Majors played him in at the end of Loki.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be Kang, but it wasn't called Kang in the show. Mm-hmm. But is it that guy? No, I think it's another variant of him, just like that show was introducing and trying to get people to.
I thought that show's the best Marvel TV show that they've done yet. Like,
it's pretty great. Yeah.
No, I mean, I know it wasn't as much action and stuff, but I mean, it still, I thought it set up more than any of the other shows have.
Yeah. No, it was, well, and I mean, it's the only one to get a second season so far too. Like they even announced it at the end of the, you know, WandaVision was meant to be a one shot, Winter Soldier and Falcon and Winter Soldier was meant to be a one shot because they're just going to make more Captain America movies. And that was just how they introduced that. Mm.
So I gotta ask you, okay. So I've been to some of the conventions and stuff. What's the best convention you've been to? Cause like, I don't want to go too big. Everybody's like, oh, you've never been to Comic-Con before. And I'm like, you know, it's not about the fans anymore over there. It's more about, you know, the news coverage and getting as much publicity. And you got to know somebody just so you're not waiting in line for 36 hours to get into a place. Dragon Con has always been my favorite down in Atlanta. Like, what are some of the ones you've been to?
So I don't get out to a lot of the nationwide ones. I go to a lot of local, a lot of smaller cons. Wizard World used to come through here a lot. It's now called Fan Expo. They're going to be here at the end of the month, actually. And we're going to be there. My co-host on the show, he used to go to SDCC every year up until the pandemic. So he was for like,
you got the same mic as I do.
7 years.
I just noticed that you got the same mic, but I don't have that cool, like mic flag that you have either.
Yeah. That's just, you know,
that makes me feel like a real jobber.
I think it's like, I think it was like $3 or $4 on Amazon.
Oh,
it's
see if you, oh,
and
see,
then I put stickers on it.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Okay. See, damn it. I thought it might've been set, like, especially Donna was like, oh man, I got a guest on. It's got better stuff than I do. He's not as like lame as me having to use a green screen and stuff. If you saw what was behind this green screen, you'd be like, oh, I can't believe you're broadcasting out of that that heap of garbage.
I got a green screen over here on this side of the room. So.
Yeah. Here, somebody says, I got a weird movie question if you guys are off topic right now. How do you feel about the movie Blue Velvet? People seem to either hate it or love it.
I saw it once. God, it was...
Remind me what that is.
In the late 80s. So it's been forever. I honestly don't remember that much about it. It was strange. I know it was a little different.
Who was in that?
Wasn't Kyle MacLachlan was in it. If I'm thinking of the same movie.
1986 film. Oh, Dennis Hopper is addicted to laughing gas. I got to tell you, I've talked about this quite a bit of time. I know that so I've talked about this not a lot of times, and I know this is going to make me, but laughing gas is one of the best highs in the world. I mean, I know it sucks that dentists don't use it anymore, but, oh, man, I'm going to have to, like, Hopper's addicted to laughing gas. You know what? That description alone, Granny Loves Getting Banned, I'm going to have to check it out. So
it's David Lynch, if you like,
yes,
you know, Twin Peaks or any of that. I mean, this was one of his early films.
Oh, I love Twin
before,
Peaks.
Before Twin Peaks broke big. That was a big movie for him.
Oh man.
He makes some weird stuff though. You have to, you know what I mean? You have to really kind of pay attention, watch it several times to really get what he's trying to say, I think. And I didn't do that with that movie, so I couldn't honestly say.
Well, I mean, if we're going like drug movies and stuff, I mean, Trainspotting was like one of the best drug movies of all time, if you're going with that. Did you ever see Trainspotting?
Ages ago. I didn't see the sequel, though.
I did not either. That was just them trying to cash in on some extra bucks for the nostalgia people. Because people do like nostalgia. And geeks and nerds, we kind of like get taken advantage of when it comes to nostalgia, don't you think? And what I mean by that is that they will give us an inferior story just bringing somebody back, and we'll be happy for it just because it's nostalgia. And I mean, a lot of people could have said that about the last Spider-Man movie, but I don't think so. I think that gave us both a great story and some great nostalgia as well, too. Like, isn't it funny? And this, you know, talking about Marvel being slow to the game, isn't this the second second Spider-Man movie we've gotten since the end of Endgame? Like, since Endgame's been done, we've had two Spider-Man movies, correct? Because if you remember, Far From Home was, you know, everybody's making a big deal about Tony Stark being gone. So it was right after. So, yeah, I mean, we've gotten two, and I know Spider-Man is really, really big. Or were they just trying to squeeze those Spider-Man movies in because of they were afraid, oh, Sony's going to take it back?
I think that's why I don't want to spoil No Way Home for anybody, but I do believe that the ending of that movie is setting Sony up to make their own Spider-Man
with
movies
completely Morbius independent. And now are they
completely
still
independent of the MCU? They're going to take him away. And I think they'll still do some MCU movies. He'll appear here and there, but the events of that movie was kind of a compromise.
So it's a different universe.
Sony
so they
can make their own universe. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, you know, since they're doing the multiverse anyways, they can still do those and still explain why he's in the other one.
Yeah. But well, I mean, you know how everybody, his final wish there at the end
was nobody knew.
I think again is to set this up so that he can go off and be a new Spider-Man in a new world, which I think is crazy. It's just leaving the MCU and Sony should focus on Miles Morales. That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some people out on TikTok that have been like, would have been really, really good. Everybody thought it was going to be Childish Gambino, Donald Glover. But I think he's too old to play.
He's already been established as his uncle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that have been established, though, so, you know.
Well, in another universe, he may actually be Miles. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's why I can't stand these stories. They're so weird. I mean, I love Spider-Man. I love the Spider-Verse movies. I love No Way Home. But again, it's just, it gets out of control. And then, you know, you can just sort of retcon and make anything you want, which I guess from a writing perspective is awesome. Mm-hmm. But from a viewer perspective or a casual fan perspective, it's ridiculous. It's nightmarish. They don't know how to follow it.
Nerds love you to be like very consistent, very, you know, like everything adds up. Like if you did something 4 or 5 movies ago, you got to stick to the rules of the game. And now it seems like it's going to just be out of nowhere now. Like they're going to be able to write anything they want to with this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And DC's doing the exact same thing. But once again, Marvel beat them to the punch, right? They beat them to the punch with their team-up movie. Then DC is like, well, we're introducing the Flash so we can do the multiverse. And Marvel's like, aha, Doctor Strange and the multiverse and Loki and all this. So they I don't know if they did that on purpose or if it just is a coincidence that they're both heading in this direction. But I guess technically DC beat them to the punch in their television shows because they've been doing that.
Yeah.
For years now. But yeah, in films, they've hinted at it, but not done anything. And apparently after Flash, it's all bets are off in DC.
One last thing I want to talk about. The other nerdy thing that I'm looking forward to, I think that Disney, speaking of Marvel and Disney and all those, I think that they were brilliant to do this Obi-Wan show because, I mean, talk about nostalgia. All the like reaction videos were all like, oh my God, Obi-Wan's looking out for Luke. He's watching over Luke as he's on Tatooine and stuff. That's nostalgia. But I think Ewan McGregor as like, he was born to play Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. And this is another chance to, I think if anything, everything that Dave Filoni has done with Star Wars since the prequels with the Clone Wars, Rebels, now the Bad Batch.
Mandalorian. What about Favreau though?
But yeah, Filoni's been doing this for, you know, like a decade now. Favreau's generally new. He jumped in with Mando and now he's in the mix as well. Yeah.
See, you know, you're cool when you're saying Mando, you're in on the inside.
But, I think if anything that people used to complain about the prequels, even I was, I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan. I enjoyed them. I was at the very first Star Wars in theaters in 1977 as a young child. So that's how much I love the originals. Prequels, I thought were okay. I wasn't,
but it filled your thirst, your craving.
I enjoyed them.
It filled your craving for Star Wars stuff.
It did. It did. And then, but since then, everything that I didn't necessarily like about the prequels, Filoni has fixed sort of and made better through the Clone Wars series and all these other things. Like, you know, the fact that Darth Maul dies immediately in the first movie, but then we get all these arcs in Clone Wars with them. They were great. Mm-hmm. Obi-Wan and Anakin's relationship finally gets fleshed out before he goes crazy. And now we're seeing Obi-Wan. I mean, Filoni is like the successor that George Lucas wanted, and now he's got it. So I think we're finally going to see really good Star Wars stuff again.
Why are the lightsaber scenes better in the TV shows than what they are in the movies? Like, I thought... The Rosaria Dawson, and I'm not into it as much, but what was the name of the character she played in Mandalorian?
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka Tana. I mean, that was one of the favorite characters from Clone Wars, correct? Sure. Everybody loved her. And the way that they brought her to life and that, I mean, just some of the most badass scenes have been in the TV shows compared to the movies. Like, Luke Skywalker coming and getting the child in that scene. I saw so many fan reactions from that as well, too. People were losing their shit.
Yeah. Well, it was great to see young Luke get it. It's going to be odd, though. Like, I don't know how many more of those kind of scenes I can take, because I don't know if you watched Book of Boba Fett, which was the most recent one.
Is it worth it? I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
Yes and no. There's a lot of stuff that's good about it. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of very questionable. People just...
Like, I did see the first scene, him and the Sarlacc pit.
It's a little corny, but Star Wars always has been a little corny. But so two episodes of this, basically only, I think, 7-episode series are devoted completely to the Mandalorian. They're basically, it's like a season of Mandalorian stuck in the middle. It's so weird. And Luke returns in that as well, but he gets a lot more screen time and even some dialogue.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that was,
is Mark Hamill actually doing the voice or do?
No, it's what's interesting is, you know, obviously they're doing CGI for the face and he looks a little better than he did at the end.
And Marvel does a good job. I mean, I thought the first time I ever saw Marvel and Disney do that type of stuff was when Robert Downey Jr., I think, in the Civil War stuff. They made him look really, really good.
Crazy.
And young in that one. And they've all done a really, really good job as it's gone along, just being able to, you know, de-age people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, from what I understand, they have a computer program that actually takes all this stuff that Mark Hamill has said throughout the history of... And it mimics
when it
his
laces
voice.
It together. Oh, no kidding.
It doesn't lace it, but it like mimics the voice. It's like the voice patterns based on, I don't know how that stuff
so
works.
So these deep fakes are
apparently
getting
better. Mark Hamill was just as surprised as anyone when Luke showed up in the Book of Boba Fett.
So it's deep fakes, man. A lot, of, you know, we're going to, you know, they've had writer strikes and stuff, but I could see where you're going to see actors that are going to want a different deal. And it's going to have to, the technology has made different like things that they got to think about now, like when they're going into doing a show that, all right, if you're wanting me to work, you know, you can't digitally generate my image to be able to film something
in the future.
You're going to
need something for that.
Yeah. And if you are, I got to get something on the back end. Like, you know that there's going to be a lot of cases and there are going to be a lot of like lawyers getting their hands in things. They're going to be like, no, you're going to want to do this. This is how much you're going to want to get. You know how they always have back end deals and getting points and all this stuff. You're going to see that where like, oh man, this actor got the biggest, largest payday for, you know, his future rights being generated in the future. You know, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I know that with a lot of them, they approached some of these people about or approached the estates of people who are long gone, because I don't know if there's any law like written to protect people in that situation. I do know that they had General Tarkin, or not General, Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One at the end, and used his image, and that guy's been dead for years.
Oh, like, you're talking about a lot of people. That's the guy. It's a trap, right? You're talking about
that's Admiral Akbar.
Oh, that's Akbar. See, God, I'm such a bad nerd.
Grand Moff Tarkin was the one giving Darth Vader orders in Star Wars. He's the one that was torturing Leia. Wanted to know where that.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the older guy, the one. I remember that.
Okay. Well, he's in Rogue One, even though he's been dead for years. So how do they get the rights to do that? I know with Carrie Fisher, they used a lot of her footage in the third movie. Her family was in on it. Her daughter was in the movie for crying out loud. So they knew what was going on. But what about some of these other ones? Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. And Mark Hamill, has he just signed over his image for the rest of his life? Is they can just use Luke and never even call him? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't even call him to do the voice, which he could still do. Yeah. I mean, he's talented enough to even make.
Oh, he's a great voice actor. He's a great voice actor. Mm-hmm. He definitely is. So, well, listen, Jeff, man, before we go, tell my audience once again how they can check out the content you're putting out.
Sure. Probably the easiest way is the website, worldgungeek.com. You can, on all the socials, we're at World Gun Geek, and we have our YouTube channel is also World Gun Geek. We do live shows. The live shows drop as podcasts, so you can kind of listen, you can watch live, or you can listen later on the podcast, subscribe and follow. And we give away movies and DVDs and stuff sometimes, and we have a lot of fun talking to people.
Well, Jeff, man, I had a blast. Hopefully you enjoyed it as well, too. You're welcome on the show. Anytime you're welcome anytime you want to, okay?
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Take care.
All right, man. Bye. All right, guys, going to get out of here. Want to thank everybody that joined the show tonight. Want to thank every single person. Yep, let me get rid of them. Unsavory character in here, Burton's Law, Iggy T. I mean, is that clapping, or did you like the interview? I mean, hold on. Is that a one? I'm horrible at emojis. Burton's Law. Man, Burton's Law's in here. Burton's Law. Hey, man. I mean, I'm getting some Bubba Army royalty in here. Well, unsavory character. Show starts 7 p.m. every single night. All right. Well, here, you know what? I mean, let me see if I got a story here for you. See if I got a story. Oh, here. So I did the roller skating story. Freaking pedophile. See, this is what I got him named. Yeah, I don't. Oh, hold on. No. No, no. You know what? I'm going to get out of here, guys. I really am. But, guys, unsavory character, I appreciate it. To Daryl, Boomer, Iggy T, unsavory character, Burton's Law, Iggy T, I got Boomer 866, To Daryl, Granny Loves Getting Banned, Atomic Citizen, everybody, Fish on J, I mean, I'm Manu. I can't thank everybody enough. So many great new people that are in here, and I can't thank you enough, guys, but I'm getting out of here. Hope you guys have a great night. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.